Bat Week, that story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it may seem fitting that this week has been celebrated as Bat Week at the U.S. Forest Service, but Dennis Kruzak, endangered species and bat specialist, says that the image of the creepy and sinister bat is way off base.
Bats are not flying rodents, rats, mice, or anything else. They are actually an order called Chiroptera, which is Greek for hand wing. If you look at the wing of a bat, it looks just like a human hand. It's got a thumb and four fingers. All bats have eyes, and all bats have very good vision. They don't want to get in your hair, and they don't want anything to do with people.
Instead, the real reason behind Bat Week is to bring attention to the steep decline in numbers of this very important creature, whose appetite for insects translates to about $3.7 billion worth of pest control in North America each year.
Bats are in serious decline, globally and in the United States as well.
Declines caused by
habitat loss, pesticides, and lately white-nosed syndrome, a fungal disease that's killed about 5.5 million bats in the northeastern U.S. and Canada.
At this point, there are no answers to the white-nosed syndrome, but Kruzak notes that there is some research being conducted.
The Forest Service is working with some researchers at Georgia State who is working with the bacteria that in the lab can completely control the growth of the fungus. So we're hoping to test it this winter on exposed bats in a hibernation chamber to see if we can control it on bats, and then ideally figure out a way to introduce it into wild populations living in mines.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.